This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper,
then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? Them's a thick-ass kid.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports. Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
What it do? What is up?
I don't know. I look over there. Tony Kornheiser has a Canadian flag for some reason.
I think he's...
Is he Canadian? Is he a Canuck?
He ends every show by saying goodnight Canada, and he waves that flag. Now, I don't know why that's his bit, but that is his bit.
Because he's a longtime DC guy. He's been in DC for years.
His sign-off for this show, though, has always been goodnight Canada. I don't know if it's a joke or what his thing is, but that's always been his deal.
Let's look it up.
Well, all right, there is a buzz.
Already Googling.
I mean, Buckley's got a USA hat on. I came in, and the fan man was wearing his 4th of July Zuba pants and Bald Eagle fighter pilot shirt. I mean... Look, I'm just gonna say it right now. I've got an American erection right now.
America,
I mean, that's how we're doing it. I mean, there is buzz. There is buzz in the air.
Truck's bald, yeah.
Yes, I
USA,
wish I.
USA,
I wish I had a truck,
USA,
but I don't, USA. So I can't get all trucky. But I can be uneducated and bald. I got that part. Let's go.
So the Kornheiser thing is that he waves a Canadian flag because he was told that his SportsCenter segment did not air in Canada.
Oh.
So he grabbed the flag and started waving it at the end of the show. It became a farewell to the viewers who would not see him again until the next day's show.
Mm. Okay. So
whatever that means.
I guess that works. So
he's popular in Canada.
But they didn't see that part.
Yeah. So he's got PTI and then he's on SportsCenter? Is that?
So it's a shout out then, but only
or
one of them. Airs in Canada, so that's a shout out to the Canucks.
I think that's right.
Okay.
He's not Canadian.
All right.
And it's not just for tonight that he's doing that. That's always been his shtick.
Right. Well, I, for one,
I say burn him.
I have said this many a time. I love Canada. I think I've been to, outside of the city that I live in, I think I've been to Vancouver more than any city in the world. I love my brothers up north. I find them to be wonderful people. And my favorite hockey players are Canadian, but unfortunately, in when push comes to shove, in these sorts of games, USA, USA, USA. I wish we didn't have some sort of weird, seemingly stupid, inconsequential fight with them for some God knows reason, but for tonight, go freaking Americans. Let's go.
I have concepts of a plan.
Tony Kornheiser's mother is from Canada.
Oh, all right.
I would also like to report that.
So he's got some, that's like my mom. My mom is Swedish. Therefore, I got the Swedish blood and you feel
Estelle
good about
that. Estelle Kornheiser is from Toronto.
Oh, Estelle.
Did you also hear the POTUS called the boys from the USA today to fire him up?
Oh, he called them up?
Wished him up. Wished him luck on a phone call.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, well.
He's doing all the sports stuff today. Tiger Woods,
too. He's the reason why we have some sort of
Tiger Woods. Wait,
blood feud.
Let's
have you
talk
not
golf.
Seen this?
No, what do you
Tiger
got?
Tiger Woods is at the White House today. They're mending fences with the Saudis and the PGA Tour, and Trump's out there saying, I just played with Tiger a couple days ago. He's got a couple more majors in him, maybe more.
I don't think that's right, but no, okay.
Nor do I.
No. I think even Tiger said he might be done.
I think we're kind of done.
It goes drip, drip, drip.
It is interesting, though, that on the hockey coverage for the Four Nations, we do have two Canadians that are the color guys. Where's the American? I mean, what the hell? We can't get like a Chris Chelios out there?
Yeah, who'd be our guy? Alexi Lawless.
It's a different sport, but you know.
Well, maybe you can do hockey.
I don't know who our American hockey bro is.
Yeah, who's like the most quintessential American hockey guy?
Well,
just as far as players or broadcasters?
Just anybody. Well, who is Mr. Hockey in America?
It would probably be Brett Hull currently.
I think that's right.
Can we sober
him up long enough to get him out there?
Probably not. Found out his dad had horrible CTE. They just figured that out. Well, his dad's dead, who's also a Hall of Famer.
Gloria!
So he was in the headlines. But he's probably like Brett Hull and Mike Modano. Probably kind of Mr. America hockey for guys that are retired.
If there's ever a time to call them up, it's write me out.
Let's get them on the horn.
I am told this is the biggest thing in hockey in decades.
Well, we've got Subban and we've got Messier, who are both Canadians.
I think he kind of stepped in it for a while, but was Roenick's American, right?
Roenick's
American. From a broadcasting standpoint, he was a pretty big deal.
What do you mean he stepped in it?
He did some Me Too-ish type stuff.
Yeah.
But we don't care about that anymore, do we?
I don't know. Yeah, probably not. But, I mean, he had some sort of reprimand for things he said on air that were a little uncouth.
Yeah, he was probably the best American player that turned into a broadcaster. Because most of the hockey voices that become the talking heads, the Tom Brady's and the Terry Bradshaw's, they're all Canadian. But yeah, Roenick, I forgot about Roenick because he kind of got canceled.
So Jordan tells us that, I didn't know that, when's the last time you watched PTI other than in here? Like,
never,
have you ever watched it?
No, I haven't paid any attention to that crap.
But it's been on a long time, you know. But Jordan says that SportsCenter returns to talk with PTI for one last segment after PTI ends. Mm-hmm. And that's the one that doesn't air in Canada. So that's why he's saying goodbye to the Canadians before they jump on SportsCenter.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't know they were on SportsCenter.
I didn't know either. Honestly, that, like, all those discussion shows, the Speak Now and the Get Ups and all that, it's just that.
What is Speak Now?
I think that's the Fox one.
Yeah, that's like the Ocho.
I think that's the one where Joy Taylor may or may not have slept with everyone on the panel.
Yeah, that's the one that she hosts that the day after everything came out, she wore the turtleneck blouse.
Yeah, she's had to cover herself up a little bit, which I still am fascinated that, like, there's no blowback for that. Like, she was, that stuns me that she just seemingly skated on that. She's pulled a Justin Tucker.
They're worried about a lawsuit, right?
I would think. But then can we also point out the fact that seven more women accused Justin Tucker over the weekend, and somehow he's not getting Deshaun Watson
treatment?
Yeah,
he's up to 16 now, right?
Yeah, I think we're six. We're well into the double digits.
Why don't we care about that?
I don't know. Like, did Deshaun Watson crawl so that Justin Tucker can run? But, like, my God, for all the crap we gave Deshaun Watson, and again, there was no legal ramifications to that. It was just lawsuits. But because the whole thing about Deshaun Watson was they didn't know each other. They all had similar stories, and Watson didn't have a good explanation. And when there's that much smoke, there's fire. Justin Tucker's the same thing. The dude's a sexual predator, allegedly. And yet somehow with Justin Tucker, we're like, he seems like a nice guy. But before all this, Deshaun Watson was a nice guy, too. Is it because he's a kicker and we don't care about kickers? We should be burying that son of a bitch.
That could be part of it. He's not as high profile. I'm looking at
his. Because he's white?
His wife.
It's and, nice. he's kind of has that clean cut, I sing opera and I wear a tuxedo and, like, I work with kids.
Doesn't look the part of
a
predator or something?
I don't, what's the part of a predator?
I don't know. But, I guess he doesn't seem like, maybe, he wouldn't be the type because of, the opera singing and the kicking.
Well, apparently he is the type because everyone seemed, at that point, you get that many accusations against you, I tend to kind of be like, it's probably something there, Justin.
On things like this, I usually take my cues from the wife. And so if she dumps him soon, then we know what happened.
Then you know what's up.
Yeah. If she sticks with him.
You never know, though.
Maybe it's a little more complicated.
Yeah, the wife sticks around. She wants that NFL pension plan. She's on that Hillary Clinton model, right?
Well, wouldn't it be easier for her to just get half, and especially if he did that stuff, you know?
Yeah,
you know, I mean, like,
possible.
They don't want to. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, I mean, it's...
go upgrade to a linebacker or something.
Start sniffing around a better Baltimore Raven.
Yeah.
Those left tackles make a lot of money now.
Textline has some ideas for why, because he's white, Christian, and a kicker.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was all wondering, those things, you know, he's one of the whites, and the whites are having a generational run right now. And hey, apparently we're trying to up our status in the sexual predator game too. So way to go, Justin Tucker.
Well, we could have some Deshaun Watson fatigue too, you know?
Yeah.
It's like,
we're doing this again, that kind of a deal.
Yeah, here we go. I mean, call Ripley's. We had a football player getting all horny in a massage session.
Yeah, because we've had the Robert Kraft, and then we had Roethlisberger, and you know, we had Watson.
Wake us up when there's a new twist.
Yeah,
you know,
I see what you did there.
Well, no, you know what I mean. Like, there's something new.
It sounds like there are plenty of new twists with Justin Tucker.
New twists and tugs.
Yeah, the twist and the tug. Somewhere Robert Kraft's just sitting there being like, ha, 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 ha. And again, stating for the record, who would have thought that Robert Kraft is the good guy in the Massage Gate scandal? He's the only one that apparently was getting rubbed and tugged consensually. He was paying for it, but at least it was consensual. He's the good guy of the rub and tug scandal in the NFL. I wonder if he's like when he goes and meets with the other owners, he holds his head high about that, right? He's like, oh, you know, it's, you're talking about it. It's fine. Everyone was on the up and up. I left good tips. What is it? The orchid? Was it the Asian orchid or whatever he was?
Orchids of Asia.
Orchids of Asia.
Our people didn't touch the balls.
And then he got on a plane right afterwards and flew to the playoff game in Kansas City. I like that on the way to his private plane, he's like, wait. Got to go by this strip mall here. Got to go see Min Lao here. Take care of a little business and head on off to Kansas City and watch my boys kick ass against the Chiefs.
I'm reading that the Ravens are already eyeing new kicking prospects.
Yeah, I would say so. Well, that and Tucker sucks.
Well, he kind of got it together towards the end of the year.
He was bad. And a lot of people are saying that maybe that's why, is he knew that this was a coming.
Well.
Or going, I don't know. I just found it interesting because we were gone. We didn't get to talk about that on Monday, but seven more people came forward.
I saw the headline, and I'm with the rest of the public. I kind of went, no way. I mean, come on. There were already how many? Eight?
Yeah, I think eight.
Okay, well, seven more. Does this change the story? Eight's plenty.
I think it lends some credibility. Yeah, as if eight was like, I don't know.
I don't know. Not enough. I need seven more.
You got it. You got your seven. And I'm assuming within the next week or so, more will come out. And I'd also like to point out for anyone that's like doing this, these women are just looking for money. Who the hell goes and sees 16 different massage therapists?
Yeah, that's a red flag too.
No kidding. Most guys end up with like one person they work with for years.
Or you go to one once a year.
Yeah. No, you're just making the...
Yeah.
16? And those are the ones that are accusing you. Because then he's like, hey, I've worked with many others that say I'm fine. How many have you been to? Have you gone to 56 different massage places in the greater Baltimore area?
Yeah, but he can sing, Jace.
He can.
He's an opera singer.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Opera man. He hits that high note.
Do you think Barbara Walters regrets profiling him with that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you never know. I mean,
it was a cool profile.
We all loved Bill Cosby. I was watching a clip of the Cosby Show today, and it was really weird because, like, growing up, Bill Cosby was the man. And it was like this, I don't remember why this clip came across my timeline, but it was him, like, meeting the guy that was going to take out his daughter. It was like one of those, like, hey, fathers, make sure you meet the guy before he goes out with your daughter. And it was this very wholesome, you know, and back then, like, TV was... They tried to do the, hey, family value sort of thing. It was a wholesome nature to it. And it really was like a nice clip. And then as I sat there, I was like, oh my God, like Bill Cosby probably raped someone like within a week of filming this. And it was weird. But you couldn't see Bill Cosby coming. And who would have thought before the Deshaun Watson thing, Deshaun Watson had a stellar reputation. Everyone loved him. By all accounts, he was like a great guy. But he's got this, it's... one thing, but it's a bad thing.
The athletes, it doesn't matter who they're, even the Justin Tuckers, like if you're a high level athlete,
yeah.
I mean, I hate to say this, but we're like, okay, it's not a leap.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But when you're Bill Cosby, it is.
Yeah.
Because he was just so damn wholesome.
Yeah.
Ennis, he never cussed in his acts, right?
No, he was clean. I grew up listening to Bill Cosby.
He was a dad.
Comedy albums, doing the Chicken Heart and Fat Albert, and he was great. And as someone points out, a deal on the Vancouver Ford text line, if you're Justin Tucker, do you feel somewhat good that you're the third worst Baltimore Raven of all time? Because Ray Lewis killed the guy.
Allegedly.
No, he killed him. That
allegedly.
And then Ray Rice beat the hell out of his wife for no apparent reason.
Ray Rice!
Knocked her unconscious.
You're
so,
right.
So,
forgot about that.
If you're Justin Tucker, do you just come out and be like, okay, look, some mistakes were made, but.
I'm not even on the, I'm not, the top two. I'm not even the
top two. He needs one more Baltimore Raven.
He needs
Raven.
One more. I was trying to think of one. There's one.
Yeah, one more Raven that's done something terrible.
But can I?
They had an O lineman get a DUI this week, but that's
Dude, sexually assaulting like 16 women, like that's.
Can I make a controversial statement?
Yeah.
Could Justin Tucker be worse than Ray Rice? Could you rate him higher, seeing as the sheer volume of his improprieties?
Look, I'll say this.
There are no winners, only losers.
Yeah, there's only losers.
That's,
but yeah,
that's true, but if you have to rank them.
Yeah, because Ray Rice, if we're to believe that Ray Rice only punched his wife and knocked her out the one time, does that?
I don't believe that.
I don't either.
But
I think that's a serial wife beater.
Well, I mean, I always
one
assume,
wife.
I just assume that they all are.
Yeah.
Like nobody, who, of all the people that have raised a hand to a woman.
Yeah, it's not one.
How many of them have done it one time?
Well, this is like the Kobe Bryant getting caught like at Colorado. And when anyone gets caught with the hooker or, you know, that's accused of something and stepping out, they always do I made one mistake. And you're like, really? So it's the first time you did this and you happen to get caught? I'm like, I'm suspicious of that. See, I don't know where we power rank Ray Rice and Justin Tucker. And by the way, the Justin Tucker ones are allegations. I tend to believe them. Ray Rice, that camera.
On video.
Caught right there
there. Yeah. And then he drug her out of the elevator. Remember, he's like, he was acting like she was like a toddler that had fallen down. He's like trying to, you're all right. Let me pick you up and just take you out of the elevator. You're like, Ray, what are you doing?
Wrestles her hair.
Yeah. He's like, you'll be fine.
Rub some dirt on it.
Sorry about that. And then he's like, baby, I love you. Why do you make me do that? And then Stephen A. Smith came out and was like, let's make sure, ladies. I swear
to
God.
He
did say that.
Yeah.
Stephen A. Smith went on and basically said, ladies, let's make sure that we're not doing anything basically to get your ass kicked by your husband or boyfriend. Stunning. And yeah, that's the highest paid guy at ESPN. And maybe the next president.
Let's tee you up for tonight's big game.
Yes.
Florida Atlantic and Wichita State.
Blazers, Lakers, Luca and Tim.
Oh yeah, Blazers, Lakers.
Didn't the Lakers lose to the Hornets? By the way,
they did.
They did.
It's probably why they're only favored by a point tonight.
Luca, 5 of 18. Hey, whoa!
No LeBron,
did you say? Wait a minute. You said the Lakers are only favored by a point.
Point and a half.
Is LeBron
and LeBron's out because it's a back to back?
I guess.
Yeah.
He played last night.
Yeah, he missed the game tying shot at the end.
Do you see, by the way, the stat on that since he's joined the Lakers?
1 for 29.
1 for 29 in tying or game-winning shots since joining the Lakers.
He sucks.
No, but I did find that was kind of alarming. I was like, whoa, maybe not have him take the last shot?
Have you seen I think we've talked about this before. Have you seen the numbers on game-winning or game-tying shots?
Yeah, they're not good.
Their shooting percentages, even from the great LeBron,
tough.
Of course, being the great.
Tough.
But they're all really bad.
Yeah.
I think Lillard's pretty good at it.
Yeah, they're it's lower.
Kobe was good
at it. It's lower than all of the
normal
percentages.
They're always lower.
But 1 of 29.
More pressure. Well, he made one.
Hey, give him that one.
You think the guy guarding him when he made the one is like, what the hell, man?
I'm the one guy. Everyone's giving him hell for it. Like, really?
So do we know if LeBron's playing? We need to talk more about this point spread.
Let's find out.
Interest peaked.
What about Luka?
Luka was god-awful last night.
Terrible.
He was like... 1 for 9 from 3 or something.
5 of 18.
Someone said on here that they think Luka is out tonight. Is Luka hurt?
What?
Let's find out.
Yeah, let's
God,
do it.
God, the NBA, you can't.
You can't.
Can you? Do you ever see teams at full strength ever?
Well,
ever?
Not San Antonio. Wemby out. He gone.
God.
Not for the year.
Yeah, I know. Well, will you slow down? You've brought up everything we're going to talk about today in one segment. Maybe we should go home.
I think so.
Let's go watch hockey.
I'm really trying to just get off the air by 5 so we can go watch hockey.
Well, out of respect for
Luka's out.
He's not playing.
Left calf injury
that,
management.
The NBA.
Injury management.
The left calf injury management.
The freaking NBA.
So stupid.
LeBron's not going to play tonight. Luka's not going to play tonight. Who the hell knows who's playing for the Blazers?
Yeah, LeBron questionable.
Oh, God.
So who do they have?
Who do the Lakers have?
Yeah.
Dalton.
A lot of whites.
Dalton Connect.
Austin Reeves.
What?
Who else is on that
Rui team? Hachimura.
Nice.
Got
they got what they go get Alex Len, right?
Gabe Vincent
as one of the as the center.
Yeah, Alex Len they just signed. He's been pretty bad.
Oh yeah. Well, he was averaging like 0.4 points a game.
I mean, he was just available to
sign out there.
Now that you mentioned that, now the spread looks more like okay, now I get it. But for a while, for a second there I was like, "Whoa,
are you forgetting about the Jackson Hayes?"
I am, yes.
Mm.
Not forgetting, I never knew.
He's their only center, but then they signed the Alex Len guy.
Let's talk sports. Tee you up for tonight's big hockey game next on The Fan. Nice to have you along. We are an American radio broadcast, therefore we root hard for USA tonight. They're taking on Team Canada in what has become a big deal.
Yeah. The last time we beat the Canadians in an actual meaningful international game was the 1996 World Cup.
Well, wait, didn't we
World Cup?
Didn't we beat them the other day?
Yeah, but that was a round robin. It didn't mean anything. I mean, that's like if Canada beats us tonight, what are we gonna? That's Oregon saying, "Oh, hey, Ohio State, we beat you in the regular season."
That's exactly
which,
right.
By the way, a Duck fan that tries to pull that, oh my God, you're an ass clown. Don't
wait,
do that.
Pull say they're saying that. Oh well, we beat.
Yeah.
Why would anybody do that?
Exactly.
No one does that.
It's pathetic.
Are you serious?
Yes.
They're
it's
saying
a weird online fan.
It's
thing
a weird
to
online
do.
Thing.
Well, we beat you once, you beat us once. What's the difference?
And then actually made T-shirts and they were selling them that said. It said, like, real teams win their conference, and the O in the conference was Oregon, and then the...
Gross.
The, you know, boy, it was a...
That is a bad argument.
It's such
a terrible
fact.
Who's buying that
shirt? Nobody's buying that shirt.
So that's my thing, is, like, it's... God. If Canada wins tonight, then what we did the other night in Montreal means nothing. Absolutely
so
nothing.
So what does this mean, this game? Like, if U.S. wins this...
So we won the World Junior Championships for the first time over Canada last year.
Wow.
And if we get this one, you know what it says is that all the investment that the Americans have put into hockey, which has been substantial over the years, right? They're trying to grow the game, developmental program. I mean, when you look at the best players in the history of the NHL, dude, there is not an American anywhere near the top. It's just... It's not even close. I said our best American players by Chris Chelios, Mike Modano, Patrick Kane, and I know that for a lot of people that doesn't mean anything. And those are all Hall of Fame players. They don't even sniff the greatest at their position.
American players have no cachet by comparison to the Canadians.
No, it's not even close. And even the Europeans, like we just don't hold any records. We just don't. And so to beat Canada. In this, the best on best, the first time we've had best on best in 8 years, because the last two Olympics, the NHL didn't play. This is a significant moment. This would be like when the Americans in soccer, we keep waiting for the women's team's already there, but we keep waiting for the men to have the breakthrough in the World Cup, right? And make a real run into the knockout round and really announce yourself on the national stage and say, hey, we're not just the little brother anymore. And this doesn't by any stretch mean that the Americans are the best players. It doesn't mean that, you know, that the best players in the NHL are still Canadian. But this would be a monumental moment for American hockey to kind of plant the flag and say all those years of investment have paid off.
Okay.
Yeah,
so it means that America has caught up to Canada in a way.
In a way, yes.
America, symbolically, yeah.
Symbolically, yeah.
That's good.
You know, okay. When you look at the best players in the league, it is still the McDavids and the Crosbys and you know, guys like this. But
yeah, but we have all the good teams, right?
Our teams are made up of Canadians.
I know, but I don't care about that. Let's ignore that fact.
They're better hockey players. We're better businessmen.
Yeah, well, hey, right. When is the last time a Canadian team won the Stanley Cup?
I think it was 93.
Come on, man. Montreal, 93.
What is that? Get out of here, Canada. It is pathetic.
And by the way, I believe that Chris Chelios, one of the best American defensemen of all time, was on that Canadian team. You still needed the U.S. to win it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. when's the last time a Canadian team won the Stanley Cup with real Canadians? Probably has never even happened.
So this would,
overrated.
This would be a big deal.
I'm looking forward to it only because I'm told it's a big deal. And plus, you know, what else are you going to watch tonight?
And I think that's one of the things that why hockey did this. Well, in the All-Star game doesn't mean anything. Hockey gets that for international competitions. And I think they knew that this had a chance. Trust me, this is the one they needed. If this is Sweden and Finland, or if this is Sweden in the U.S. or Sweden in Canada, no one cares. They needed this to happen. And I think this year in the NHL, I want to say it's like 75% of the league is made up of Americans and Canadians. We are the two dominant nations putting players in the NHL. And so this is the matchup they wanted. And it's not a mistake that there is nothing else going on in the sports world. And this gets its own standalone stage. And this is everything that hockey could want. And hockey needs this. When you're a fringe sport, whether it's golf, hockey, women's basketball, you need moments that capture non-fans.
Well,
and this is one that is going to capture non-fans.
Wouldn't this be a little bit like the Caitlin Clark stuff? Like,
yes.
Caitlin Clark captured us, but then she moves on to the WNBA, and it's like, a lot of people didn't follow.
Caitlin Clark is white!
And that will be this, too, but...
That'll be this. Because I don't know how much this means for people...
I don't think it means a ton, but I think when
watching the NHL.
When you're trying to build something, you gotta lay bricks. And you don't... I mean, look how long the WNBA... The WNBA took 20-plus years for anybody, and I mean anyone, to give two S's about it. And it's still... a very, very minor sport, but you've laid enough bricks, and then someone came along like Caitlin Clark, and you know, and now people are paying attention to it, saying women's basketball and at the collegiate level. Right. So I think if you're hockey, you know, that's all you're trying to do is keep laying bricks, and hopefully you keep gaining fans, and this is one of those that could be a big brick. Especially for American hockey.
I saw J.J. Watt say today, it's just incredible how much of a home run this has been for the NHL and hockey in general. I have friends who've never watched a game in their lives reaching out, asking what the plan is for tonight's game and what food we're ordering. That's the definition of growing the game.
Yeah, and I've had a lot of people that are asking me, like, you know, the just legitimate hockey questions. Hey, what's this? Or, you know, we're talking about who's the best American player and, oh, who's this guy? And the fact that you have that discussion going... That's all you can hope for when you're trying to grow a sport is people to talk about it.
Well, more importantly in sports, Buck may be hitting another 40-1 bet.
No, it's dead. He put it in the water.
Oh.
That was quick.
Like 45 seconds after we talked about it during the break, he put his second shot in the water. It's not happening.
Pulled the tin cup, did he?
Yeah. Had a 40-1 shot on the line.
Were you going to win $40?
Yeah, that's right.
I love the $1.
Was it $60 last time?
Yeah, actually,
60-1.
I make sure that it cashes at least $50, so I had like $1.25 on it.
Buck, just
wow.
Yeah,
channeling his inner Mike Lynch. I love it.
But you know what though?
It's not going to hit though.
As good as you feel about, I was so close to that. You lost $1.25.
That's right. But I had like 60 of them to play with. So he had windy win.
But you had the juice, like you had the feeling, which is
the thrill. So we're watching the Mexican Open. Mexico Open, sorry.
You racist son of a bitch.
And he had Steven Yeager to be the first round leader. And he stepped up on 18-tee, one back of the leaders.
On a par five.
Par five.
Gettable hole.
Put it in water on two.
Dumped it.
So, no fun there. No. But Buck will be regaling us with his prop bets for tonight's official Canada USA hockey game.
I am not betting on it.
Coming up.
I'm just...
I think I like money more than...
National pride?
Yeah, so I might bet on Canada.
I just took a step back. I'm just going to let this one play.
I'm just kidding.
I also told Isaac I'm not betting a side. I think it's too close to call on a side, but I have some other things I'm
doing. I'm not betting it. I'm rooting for USA. I'm an American. I can't bet on Canada.
USA! USA!
Here's Buck with Sports Center.
If Americans had any sort of gumption, they would come out to this game tonight a la... I know it didn't end well for them, but this is from Rocky IV when Apollo comes out and fights Drago. If they had any sort of balls, the Kachuk brothers would come out dressed as Apollo Creed. Well, James Brown is dead too. So we get Eddie Murphy, who does a great James Brown. They should come out to this. No offense to Freebird, which they've been playing. They need to come out to this. And then hopefully not have the whole Drago thing, because it's a hell of a thing when Apollo died.
What do they come out to? Do they?
Freebird has been their song that they're...
That's their goal song.
This is their goal song.
Mm.
I don't know.
Not very original.
I don't know what Canada is. Maybe some Gordon Lightfoot or...
Justin Bieber?
Yeah, maybe.
He's Canadian.
You got Alanis Morissette, right? She's a Canuck. I'm trying to think of other great Canadians. Is it Geddy Lee, right? Rush? I think they're Canadian. Mm.
All right, well, Buck's got some prop bets for us tonight.
Yeah. I mean, I told you this, and me and Sue kind of agreed earlier. It's tough to call this game. We probably would lean Canada from a hockey standpoint. I don't want to bet that. I think that either team could win. I'm not betting a side, but I think it feels like a game seven. I think it's going to play like a game seven, and those go under more often than they go over. So I'm going under 5.5 goals.
Okay.
I think that's a good play.
Ooh, can I say I love the under 5.5 goals.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I know. Huh. The over in the first period has hit in all six games so far this tournament. Mm-hmm. So a lot of them start off hot and then everybody kind of hunkers down and you get a little bit. I just this type of game, I think you see more of a grinder, and so I like the under there. And I guess similarly, I think there's a good chance this thing goes to overtime. So I'm going overtime 3-1 odds that the game goes to OT.
I like it. You know what? I don't.
3-1.
I'm not balking at any of those.
I also think that I told Isaac, I think it could be a decent live betting game. If USA goes up, I like live betting the under again. I think that they will try to hunker down and grind it out. If Canada goes up first, I might be more inclined to bet the live over with the US maybe chasing.
What about fights?
Yeah, so that was I found fight props, Sook. I don't know if you saw these earlier today. You can bet on the number of fights. So over under half a fight is -185 to the over. So like you got to eat a lot of juice if you think there's gonna be one fight, but it goes to +145 for over 1.5.
I don't think there will be a fight.
Really? Yeah. Okay. So let's see what that number is,
because I think there's some value to there not being a fight.
Okay. Let's see.
Well, they had three fights in 9 seconds.
Three fights in 9 seconds, but. Two of those were pre-planned.
And it kind of came out of nowhere.
Pre-planned.
The Tkachuk brothers basically, this happens in hockey sometimes, where if you've got an axe to grind with someone, you just tell them before the puck is even dropped. Like there's a famous one between my favorite Red Wing, not named Steve Yzerman, Darren McCarty did this. There was a score to settle, and the guy on the other team that he was going to fight, they got together before the game, and they just said, we're going to do this and get it out of the way. Right. And the moment the puck is dropped, you just go. So this does happen in hockey. So the Tkachuk brothers said before the game and they picked out who they were going to go and they let the Canadian players know, hey, we're doing this. And then the third one was kind of pre-planned and a little more spontaneous. But then after that, it just settled in. And I think there's so much on the line here. And I don't think this is going to turn into one of those. I don't think the Canadians want to play that game. Remember, it takes two to fight, and I don't think the Canadians are going to buy into any of that crap. I think they're just going to come out and play their game. So I'm going to take whatever the odds are, especially if I'm getting good odds.
+140 to take the under, or basically a no-fight bet.
I'll take the under. I do not think we get a fight tonight.
I like that.
I was reading that six games they've had, right?
Mm-hmm.
Six, the designated home team, which tonight is the U.S.
Yeah.
Has lost all of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Huh. Yeah.
Mm.
If that
means anything.
I don't know what that means.
It's
going to
be a hostile crowd tonight. But, it's definitely going to be
well, I was reading.
It's
going to
be juiced.
So I won't bet on it. And USA.
Yeah.
But I was reading one guy who thought, one sports analyst who thought that they overjuiced this in favor of the U.S. and Canada is the value.
Sure.
Because of.
Yeah,
the home ice. He felt they overjuiced the home ice.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just am looking forward to watching the game.
See, this is the thing that gives me belief in the Americans is we have the best goaltender in the world. And
who's that? What's that guy's name?
Hellebuyck.
Connor Hellebuyck.
He plays for the Winnipeg Jets.
Never heard of him.
Best goalie
in
the world.
Plays in Canada. What if U.S. wins, can we get him back to the U.S.?
I don't think the Jets are giving him up.
Put him on a U.S. team?
He's quite good. So, and the Canadians do not have a goalie. Like, that game when you watched the first one, it was 3-1, but the last one was an empty net goal. Both of the U.S. goals were kind of garbage goals. Like, they just weren't. neither one of those should have gone in. And they the Canadians have very, very shaky goaltending. And I can't believe they've stuck with, and they have two Stanley Cup winners on their roster there, but I don't know why they're sticking with Bennington. But that's the one where if you want the biggest advantage, and it happens in hockey all the time, if you've got a backstop that doesn't let anything in, it really doesn't matter if the other team is better. You can steal games. And if the other side's letting in soft goals, and he let in two of them, well, that can be the difference in the game right there.
My analysis is that how can Canada be the best country when they don't even have a goaltender?
It is fascinating to me that the entire country of Canada cannot produce
or a goalkeeper?
An elite goalie.
Goaltender. Goalkeeper soccer.
Soccer.
Yeah. All right.
Although one of the...
Well, now you're ready for the hockey game.
One of the backups, if you want a little local flair, who I think should be playing, Aiden Hill.
Former Portland Winterhawk. Aiden Hill. Mm-hmm. Seen him play many times.
I don't know why they haven't... He also has a Stanley Cup. Don't know why they won't turn to him, but they're sticking
who's
with
the... Who's the Canada coach?
Who's the head coach? It's not Tockett. He's the Canadian... he's...
Cooper's USA.
Who is the head coach? I don't know off the top of my head.
Well, he's a loser.
Oh, no. John Cooper's the Canadian coach.
Oh.
Well, you guys
oh, yeah, because Sullivan, Mike Sullivan's the American
coach. John Cooper, the famous Ohio State football coach?
No.
Coach famous Tampa now? Bay Lightning head coach. Yes. Your Lightning.
My Lightning, yeah. All right. Well, that's enough hockey talk. Okay.
Okay.
Can't wait. Puck drops at 5. I think, Buck, can you roll on the national anthem or the Canadian anthem?
Sure. So see what they do there.
Yeah, I want to play that for the people.
It's gonna be bad.
It's gonna be fun.
I don't. I think it's gonna be ugly.
No, we'll see.
I hope that we are more mature.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
We won't be.
I know.
Not in the least.
I can hope.
So we'll have that audio for you. Probably before the Hot 5 at 5. Up next, though. Well, we found another awful Baltimore Raven that's going to give Ray Rice and Justin Tucker a run for their money. And what about a gritty win by my Ducks?
I did see the end of that.
It was a $2 beer night, no less.
Yeah,
$2 beer night was nothing.
Do you need a gritty win over like the 14th best team in the Big Ten?
Well, I would argue, and I said gritty win because somebody on the text line said it that way.
Yeah.
I would argue that was not even remotely a gritty win. It was quite lucky.
It was ugly.
And they're not
very good. Did you see Shellstad's line? We can talk about that.
They're not very good. I have to say something about Shellstad.
Okay.
I can no longer
bite. Well, this is the worst game he's ever played.
I know. I can no longer bite my tongue on Jackson Shellstad.
He's their best player.
No, he's not. He's not.
He was a goose egg from the field.
Anyway, that's coming up on The Fan. So is this the We'll Put a Boot in Your Ass song?
Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue.
We'll put a boot in your ass. We're going to put a boot in Canada's ass tonight. By the way, also Canadian, Bryan Adams.
Oh,
the great Bryan Adams.
Yeah.
Singer, songwriter.
No, would you do... What sort of Bryan Adams? Would you do, like, Heaven as your goal song? You
know. I don't know about Heaven.
Hey, that's a hell of a tune.
Summer of 69?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of other Bryan Adams hits.
Everything I Do, was it Do It For You, right? The Robin Hood song?
Yeah,
that was a big
him.
One. Those aren't really necessarily big hype goal songs.
No.
You know?
No. Probably wouldn't work.
Probably not, although it'd be something if you...
Straight from the heart.
Hey, goal songs don't always make sense. You know, some of them are a little odd. And it's usually snippets, like the Red Wings, they do an Eminem, the na-na-na-na, na-na-na-na, and that's kind of weird. And then the Vancouver Canucks, they do the na-la-la-la-la, la-la-la, and I'm like, why?
Like the, what is that, Simple Minds,
Simple
the Don't
Minds.
Forget About Me?
Yeah, the Breakfast Club. I always
don't you.
But they just do
the instrumental on
the
it.
The instrumental la-la part. Mm. And I'm like, that's... You know.
Run to You. That's a good one. That'd be a good one for their, but still,
but
I mean,
they're skating.
They're ninnies.
Yeah.
So Justin Tucker should start slandering or at least subliminally getting out Terrell Suggs slander.
He needs one more Raven to knock him off the podium of all time Raven dirtbags.
Well, yeah. I mean, I feel like Justin Tucker's ahead of Ray Rice.
Yeah.
rather controversially, but I do put him number two behind mm-hmm. Ray Lewis. But Terrell Suggs may be number one. We forgot to mention Terrell Suggs.
He's got a great rap sheet.
Dude, it's unbelievable.
It's quite terrifying. And by the way, when you hear this rap sheet, and then I don't know if you're familiar with the way old T-Sizzle looks. He is a terrifying kinda, human being.
Doesn't he look like Sloth?
Oh.
Right?
Boy, that's a...
From Goonies?
That's a... Interesting.
Am I wrong?
Cheesh.
That's rough for Terrell Suggs.
I'm not going to tell Terrell Suggs that he looks like Sloth in the Goonies. Look, he's not a handsome man, but he's a terrifying creature. He is a...
Oh, you just called him a creature.
He is a beast. Sloth. He is a beastly man.
He is objectively scarier looking than Justin Tucker.
Yes.
So he was charged with felony aggravated assault at a basketball tournament using a... he assaulted a man with a piece of reinforcement rod.
Hmm. But there's not many people that I would... I wouldn't rather see with a metal rod coming at me than Terrell Suggs.
His former girlfriend, Candace Williams, in 2009, she alleged he threw a soap dispenser at her head, struck her in the chest with his hand, and held a bottle of bleach over her and their one-year-old son. Mm. No criminal charges were filed as a result. He was accused of punching and dragging Williams beside his car with his two children inside. He was arrested in Scottsdale just last year on charges of threatening and intimidating, as well as disorderly conduct with a weapon. Mm. He made contact with another vehicle in the Starbucks drive-thru. You remember that?
Yeah.
And they got in a fight.
Did he brandish a gun?
Yeah, and he threatened to kill him. The other, yeah.
Let me just point out that the man that used to, he would always wear that Bane mask. He doesn't need a gun to threaten to kill someone. He can just step out of the car, and it looks like he's going to kill you anyways.
Yeah. So some anger management issues there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, he's probably number, that's probably number two, don't you think?
I would think so.
Ray Lewis, Terrell Suggs, and then, you know, depending on who you talk to, Ray Rice or Justin Tucker.
You know, Ray Rice has the video, though.
I know.
Got the
video. It's not good. That's damning.
It's damning evidence.
But 16 allegations?
I know. It's rough. So if you're Justin Tucker, that's what you got to do, start pushing the other narrative.
Yeah, the agendas.
And people have pointed out, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Dante Stallworth as well.
I remember the manslaughter thing when he hit and killed someone with his car.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize that it was the Ravens who signed him after he did 30 days in jail for doing that.
Oh, really?
So I think if you're Justin Tucker, you just are like, hey, I'm not saying I'm perfect, but let's take a long look at the history of the Baltimore Ravens. I'm not so bad.
How many more does he need to climb the ladder?
I mean,
allegations-wise.
Yeah, we just need someone to pull a Michael Vick and really take him off the front page.
He was fighting dogs, too?
Yeah, he needs someone to really take a nice step up.
All right.
And look, it's the NFL offseason. There's a good chance that someone's going to step in.
Oh, yeah, just wait.
Yeah, just give it some time.
Wait a week.
Yeah.
Ducks win. Big one on Saturday. We'll get to that next hour.
Wasn't pretty.
And, yeah, the NCAA tournament. I guess there's talk that it's going to expand again.
I know. Because that's what we need.
We also have NBA All-Star ratings.
Yeah.
Wasn't good.
No. Did anyone think they were going to be?
Wasn't good.
No.
That next hour on The Fan.